WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's Blinn College trustees meeting in Brenham includes possible action on a concealed carry handgun policy.
The only place concealed carry would be banned is during any grievance or appeal involving a disinterested third party. Trustees are told Blinn's branch on the second floor of the Texas A&M Health Science Center should be gun-free. There would be an appeals process for Blinn faculty members who want a ban, as well as those in charge of other college divisions and programs. Students would be allowed to have guns in their dorm rooms as long as they stored them in an approved container. While four-year state colleges and universities began their concealed carry policies last August, state law gave until this August 1st for Blinn and other community colleges. The 250-page report, which was compiled by a 34-member task force, is available online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man died during a fight last week after suffering a major heart attack. That's what College Station police was told as part of preliminary autopsy findings following the death of 38-year-old Ross Batten. According to a CSPD news release, Batten had gone to the home of a woman who called to tell him she had been struck by her live-in boyfriend. Detectives were told Batten forced his way inside the home and started a fight with Tyrone Shepard. During the fight, Batten stopped breathing and died. Shepard was arrested for family violence assault for striking his girlfriend. No other arrests have been made. Anyone with additional information is asked to contact CSPD. Last Friday morning, Grimes County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a dead person on the train at the TMPA property on FM 244 in Carlos. According to the report, deputies found 25-year-old Cameron Scott Day of Castle Rock, Colorado, in the coal car unloading facility. The cause of death is pending final autopsy results, but no foul play is suspected. A Bryan woman is out of jail on a $25,000 bond following her arrest for hindering Bryan police for making an arrest of one of the woman's sons. The 16-year-old was found hiding inside a doghouse in the backyard of their home. According to the arrest report, the arresting officer asked for a higher bond after BPD has gone to the family's home west of Johnson Elementary School 30 times in the last 16 months. 55-year-old Rhonda Rodriguez is accused by the arresting officer of allowing her three sons to cause chaos in their neighborhood and use her home as a safe haven. The College Station City Council has approved more stop signs along streets and residential neighborhoods. And Councilwoman Linda Harvell says the requests keep coming.
I just can't help but think there's got to be some kind of a solution to the neighborhoods who just all they're asking from the city is that the streets are safe for their children to play.
The council was told traffic safety could be brought up during a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 11th. The Bryan City Council was given a heads up at its last meeting that next month they will be asked to refinance more than $86 million in bonds. The city's chief financial officer, Joe Hegwood, says lower interest rates mean saving nearly $8 million over the remaining lives of two bond issues. Hegwood says the bond market and the city's emphasis on higher cash reserves combined to lower interest rates. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
ASAP Equipment is your source for skid steer loader attachments. We just got our first two loads of attachments in and are ready to sell them. We buy skid steer attachment brands such as Bradco, Sweepster, FFC, Harley, and Vernig in volume so we can compete with the online retailers, but we offer the local service and support you deserve. Come by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff south of the racetrack or call your local attachment experts today. ASAP Equipment, 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Brazos Valley Imports invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Get $5,000 off Hyundai Elantras and $6,500 off Hyundai Santa Fe's. Or drive away in a sporty new Hyundai Veloster for $14,995. That's less than $15,000 for a new car. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Located at Highway 6 and Briarcrest, right next to Cracker Barrel. Brazos Valley Imports has the selection and pricing you want. Spring Black Friday is our way of doing a little spring cleaning and making room, so take advantage with huge spring savings on all Hyundais, like $5,000 off Elantra, $6,500 off Santa Fe, and Velosters for under $15,000. That's right, under $15,000. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley Imports. BrazosValleyImports.com.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got weather sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds, they're going to be with us throughout the day. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms as well. Some of those may produce locally heavy downpours as they roll through the area. Highs today anywhere from 80 to 85. Showers are possible during the evening. They'll taper off overnight, 65 to 70. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Sunshine Thursday, temperatures on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team hits the road to face the UTA Mavericks tonight. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros took down the Angels while the Rangers bested Seattle last night. And in the NBA, the Spurs took game two of their postgame series with the Grizzlies. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. Looking at the radar, weather's kind of, in the words of Jerry Lee Lewis, hanging in like Gunga Din, you know. Mm. We're still getting showers and parts of the northern part of the county in Bryan, and again, going to be hit and miss, heavy showers, light showers, no showers. But if you're headed down toward Houston, there's plenty of that going on out there, so just letting you know. So, you know, there was so much going on in just politics stuff. We didn't have time to mention a couple of things. First, we discuss how there's every state has these wacky bills that they introduce about strange things, and but this one is coming out of Washington. There's a Democratic congressman from Oregon. His name is Earl Blumenauer, has introduced a bill to enhance the Constitution's presidential removal procedure.
Ooh.
In response to what he says is the president's behavior. His bill would empower former presidents and vice presidents of both parties in coordination sitting with the vice president to determine if the president is fit for the job. He says it's hard to imagine a better group to work with the vice president to examine whether the president is able to discharge the duties of his office when there are questions about the president's ability. Hey, he knows how to Twitter, buddy.
That's right.
Yep.
And the other thing that he's doing, and that's...
isn't that all you need, really?
I think. Well,
in today's day and age.
Because, look, people don't really want to go below the surface, okay? Mm. An inch thick and a mile wide is okay. But Chelsea mentioned, because we read the tweets every morning about 6:35 or so, that he's really starting to master the limited number of characters that he has.
Right, because he's getting even more information by, you know, Second A, which I just assume Second Amendment.
Right.
You know, and things like that. But he's still getting his point across.
But do you understand now he is changing the way that U.S. Americans are, number one, getting their information.
Yep.
And number two, I mean, think back to the days when people were coming up with what we take for granted now, LOL.
Right.
FIFY. I mean, well, there's others.
And and now he's bringing it into the political world.
Exactly. He is making people learn about this kind of stuff.
2A. What is 2MS-13?
Yeah, if you really want to know what the press is talking about. And
you might need to do a little research.
Does that mean that people are teaching him that kind of stuff? I mean, is he reaching out to them and saying, hey, how do I get more information out in fewer characters?
Or maybe he's just using it so much, he's picking up on it.
Yeah.
Actually, he's a smart guy, right?
He's the leader of the free world. He can make it anything he wants.
That's true.
Now, you don't want to turn it to, too complicated because, the whole point that we talked about from the very beginning is how he's connecting with people through Twitter.
Yep.
And by keeping it, we kind of say it funny, but say no, things like that. Hey, we understand what he wants, what he doesn't want. But if you start getting a little too, abbreviated, then it becomes too hard and people start not paying attention.
Update on a story that we brought you, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks ago, about how the Texas Alcoholic and Beverage Commission had kind of been spending money in strange ways, like going to seminars in Southern California and Hawaii, and we were paying for it. And there were people who were kind of in the upper ranks who were becoming sworn law officers so that they could get cars and gas that we were paying for. Well, we had it on our news yesterday, but just in case you missed it under the radar, the head of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, Executive Director Sherry Cook, going to step on down.
Uh-huh.
Now, she had tried to announce last week what had happened is she was a member of, there's apparently some national organization of people who do what she does, which is run the alcoholic control boards for their states. And when it came to light that she was actually going on these trips, and some of it was supplemented by a lobby group or the liquor industry, she said, I'm going to resign from that organization. But then she didn't say when she was going to resign from the organization. So now, after being hammered by members of the House on both the Republican and the Democrat side, they're going to have Sherry go ahead and hit the road.
Yeah.
So
probably a good idea. Maybe they'll give her a parting bottle of wine.
They have a goodbye reception and will alcohol be served. I love it. Yeah,
this is the lady that said that she was going to resign but didn't lay out a timetable.
Right. Eventually, yeah, okay. I will resign.
I'll do that. Well, guess what? Not only are you resigning from the organization, you're going to just...
It's happening now.
Yeah. But let's check a year from now and see if she's got some sort of a government pension, some sort of retirement.
Right.
Is she getting six figures that we're paying for? I know. We shouldn't do that. I want to shift gears real quick. Talk just for a minute about Harper and Maggie and Books in a Blanket.
Okay.
This is a great organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These girls started this. This was not parents going, let's put our kids out there to do this. I happen to know the mom. Mom and dad, we've talked to them a couple of times. The kids came up with this. They really did. They've gotten guidance from their parents. But now this thing really has taken off. It's been going for a few years. And they make it happen. They make sure that kids get books and a blanket. And so they're going to have a collection on April 29th, which is pretty cool, with the Vivisma hazardous waste deal. So even if you can't be out there on the 29th, Books in a Blanket, if you get an opportunity to help that organization, I think they do a great job. Just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, so the numbers have come out on April the giraffe.
Yes, and her baby.
These are monster numbers, okay?
Yeah, so they did a checkup 24 hours after he was born.
Yeah.
And just like human babies, there is a weight drop kind of in that first couple of days.
Sure.
But he was 5'9".
Okay.
Yeah, that would be 5'9".
Wow. Okay.
He was 129 pounds.
Oh, my.
Everything about him was perfect.
Okay.
He was nursing strongly, no concerns, and April was doing just great. They have posted, I'm taking a look at Animal Adventure Park on Facebook.
All right.
And it's just at Animal Adventure Park, and they have a ton of posts. They have a video of his first steps.
Aww.
So precious.
Well, like 3 hours within the time that he hit the ground, so
I
to speak,
so.
He was walking.
Yeah. And then they have a picture of the vet actually in the pen.
Okay.
April just kind of hovering over, making sure. But it's kind of funny because the giraffe is like as tall as the vet.
Yeah. Kind of. Now, did you see the numbers? The numbers from, according to Google, are just amazing.
Of the amount of people who were watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.2 million at least.
Wow. That was at the time of the birth.
At the time of the birth.
All right, now.
Which was about 9 a.m. Central Time.
On Saturday.
On Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. April's stream received over 232 million live views, which added up to 7.6 billion minutes of live watch time. So I did my AM consolidated math, and that comes out to 32 minutes and 45 seconds per person. Okay? I mean, 32 minutes people were watching this. Of course,
well, because I got
people like Chelsea. Who's...
I started getting text messages at like 7 a.m. that said she was in labor and the hooves were out.
All right.
And then it takes a little while. So, and then it was finally right before 9, so about 2 hours later. Once the head comes out, then it's pretty much a 2-minute ordeal, and then just bloop.
Okay. Weren't you signed up for some sort of like alert system?
I was not. They did have a text alert system, but it costs like $5 to sign up for, of course.
Right. Yeah.
And, but no, I figured once it started to happen, there would be enough like noise on social media that people would start alerting each other. And sure enough, I had at least 2 people text me and let me know that it was happening. This is 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Okay.
All right.
And,
I'm sorry. I kind of get hung up on the idea in a country where we have children starving, we have somebody who will pay $5 to get a text alert on
a giraffe
giving birth.
You're absolutely
correct.
Please,
I mean, it's your money. Spend it the way you want. But
and at least that money does go to helping out the animals there.
It
I mean, there is a positive thing, but that's
now you can go to nameaprilscalf.com and you can actually submit your vote. It can be anything. And then they're going to have a second round with like the top 10 names. They've said that a few, not in any particular order, Patches, Unity, Peter, Apollo, and Harper.
Unity?
I don't really know
Unity?
About that one. Yeah.
No Giraffe McDraft.
I like Peter. I don't know. They did say that Oliver, the dad, is very interested in the calf, which I guess sometimes, the dads don't.
Hey, we're going to talk about absentee dads.
Right.
We don't want to do that.
Right. No. Wild animals. Okay. There you go. But they said that he has shown interest in, here we go. Much more than we anticipated. Perhaps a good sign for eventual introductions and shared space times.
Right. You need to be a good parent. Okay. So we need to be watching, and we don't want to mommy shame April.
I know.
If she's not doing her job.
I know. She apparently has recovered great. She has quite the appetite.
Okay.
It did say that she had a minor misstep this afternoon and led her to favor one leg, but all has improved already.
Okay.
It's hard dancing around a little one. I'm sure mothers can attest to that.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, think about that because, if you've got a little baby human in your world, you get a little bit of a break time to recover somewhat. And, you got to take care of that little critter, but he or she is not rambling around the house until, about a year.
Right. Yeah. This guy.
Then 3 hours, right? And he's already trampling around there.
Yeah. Yep. So. And he's 5'9".
Yeah, exactly. And weighs
129 pounds.
There you go. All right.
That's almost as tall as me.
Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of mommy shaming, did you hear about Kelly Clarkson?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right. So here's the deal. She decides she's got this daughter named River, okay?
Right.
And so what she's done is she has given River the taste of Nutella, okay? Understandably, the 2-year-old loves the hazelnut spread.
Who doesn't?
Yep. And even does a little chocolate dance to celebrate.
Oh.
Well, a few judgmental followers promptly called out Kelly Clarkson for her food choice. Some called it child abuse.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep. She laughed it off. And,
of course she did.
She told
him
to go get a life. She said, go get a life, okay?
She's had to deal a lot with body shaming and other things in her past. And so this isn't the first time. But to attack her parenting skills because she gives her kid Nutella, come on.
She came back on him. She said, hey, it's Nutella. It's not rat poison.
No, yeah.
And
it's probably one of the healthier sweet treats you can give your kids.
Well, you know where it came
from.
It's
like skim milk and like cocoa and, hazelnut.
Yeah, hazelnut.
Yeah, it's so.
A lot of people with time on their hands. 7:24.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Stop by WC Tractor and Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor and Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. Let's check some weather. Sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. First look at the radar. The most heavy rain is down a little south of Houston and through Freeport and actually on down into the Gulf. But you will probably be in rain almost nonstop if you're driving there this morning. And then you're going to be getting some rain between here and Hearn. But aside from that, that's where everything's pretty well. And that portion of the state is pretty much where all the rain is, at least for right now. We do have a 70% chance of some heavy rain today and accumulations of maybe up to 3/4 of an inch. Our high will be 76, 65 for a low tonight with a slight chance of showers. It's 82 tomorrow and a slight chance of showers hanging in at about 20%. And then sunshine from there on will be in the middle 80s Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday cools down a little bit down to 75 degrees. So that'll be kind of pleasant. And right now we've got the light rain, so watch for that. And 66 degrees out there.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, hey, it looks like the pressure is off automakers. Look what just happened at the New York Auto Show. The tiny cars that fit the demands of the Obama regime are gone, folks, and in their place, gigantic SUVs. And these SUVs, they're bigger, they have more creature comforts, and they cost more. But that's not stopping buyers. In fact, a Ford marketing guy says that they expect a hot SUV market for 5 to 7 years. The vehicles could grab as much as half of all auto sales. Toyota's head of operations, he's expecting big things. The Camry is the best-selling passenger car in America, as it has been for years. But this year, he says, sales of their SUV might surpass the Camry. Now, more surprising are the demographics of buyers. Baby boomers are a big market, of course, but do you know that millennials are coming on strong? I mean, that has to be a major disappointment to environmentalist wackos. Despite schools inundating them as kids with global warming propaganda, despite the nonstop drive-by media scare stories, and endless celebrity lectures. These millennials want their SUVs, and they want them big, and they want them mean. But the biggest letdown has to be among former Obama regime officials, because they waged an 8-year war against SUVs. They used regulations to steer automakers into making these itty-bitty electric cars that nobody wanted, and now nobody has to make what nobody wants to buy. Obama's gone. So let the good times roll in a hot new SUV, if that's your choice. It's up to you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police say they have made 30 visits at a home near Johnson Elementary School in the last 16 months. The most recent visit was to arrest a 16-year-old on a burglary charge. After the young man was found inside a doghouse in his backyard, his mother was taken to jail for hindering her son's arrest. The arresting officer asked and received a higher bond for 55-year-old Rhonda Rodriguez. The mother, who is accused of using her home as a safe haven as her three sons caused chaos in the neighborhood, is out of jail after posting a $25,000 bond. According to the request to the judge, the arresting officer says Rodriguez has been verbally combative, dishonest, and uncooperative with police, and her three sons have caused substantial problems and have had extensive dealings with law enforcement. College Station police report a local man who died during a fight last Tuesday was due to a major heart attack. That's according to preliminary autopsy findings in the death of 38-year-old Ross Batten of College Station. According to a CSPD news release, Batten had kicked down the door of a home last Tuesday morning and started a fight with another man, Tyrone Shepard. Detectives were told Shepard's live-in girlfriend called Batten, telling him that she had been struck by Shepard. Shepard was arrested at the time of the incident for a Class A misdemeanor family violence assault, where he is accused of striking the woman. Shepard has not been charged with any other crime. Anyone with additional information is asked to contact CSPD. Bryan police made two trips to the same home on Easter morning and filed four cases. One was a fight involving three women. The victim sustained minor injuries from the assault by two other women, and the two other women are accused of causing more than $4,000 in damage by keying three vehicles. No arrests have been made in the four cases on Sandra Drive, which is north and east of the intersection of Old College and South College. And on Easter, during the midnight hour, police received six reports of paintballs hitting vehicles or houses. Four reports were in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood, and two others were on Stevens Drive and near Old Hearn Road. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has been given 250 pages of background information as part of recommendations for a concealed handgun policy that would start August 1st.
A 34-member task force produced the report. The group represented seven Blinn campus locations, 18 departments, and 11 divisions. With a few exceptions, concealed carry would be allowed on all Blinn campuses. That includes classrooms, residence halls, as long as students have an approved storage container in their rooms, and faculty offices, though faculty members have an appeals process. The appeals process would also apply to Blinn programs or divisions that want the restriction. Concealed carry would be banned during any grievance or appeal involving a disinterested third party. It's recommended, but not mandated, that Blinn space on the second floor of the Texas A&M Health Science Center be gun-free. The Blinn board considers adopting the recommendations tonight at its meeting in Brenham. You can read and download the report online at WTAW.com. Concealed carry policies for community colleges are required by state law to begin by August 1st. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As early as next month, College Station's Planning and Zoning Commission may be directed by the City Council to investigate how residential city streets can become safer. It's a concern Councilwoman Linda Harvell has heard.
I understand, you know, the parameters that the city has to deal with, but I think we need to be proactive when the residents are saying, help us, our kids can't safely play. What alternatives are there?
P&Z is scheduled to present its plan of work to the council on May 11th. Last week, the council unanimously voted to create two more all-way stops, one at Southern Plantation in Alexandria and at Southern Plantation and Decatur. Next month, the Bryan City Council will be refinancing debt to take advantage of lower interest rates. That will mean a savings of nearly $8 million. The city's chief financial officer, Joe Hegwood, told the council one of the reasons is the city keeping more money in reserves.
Part of it's that, part of it's the market in general. Just the fact that, you know, 10 years ago, the average debt service was higher than it is right now. So you've got both of those things going on.
Hegwood says refinancing will save more than $6 million in BTU bonds over the next 15 years and nearly $2 million in bonds for city water and sewer projects during the next 10 years. And the Texas House has approved a bipartisan bill requiring further study before the state's agriculture commissioner can authorize the use of a poison to reduce the state's feral hog population. While the delay was approved by a margin of 128-13, Kyle Cassell of College Station was one of three lawmakers who were present but did not vote. Among those voting for the delay were John Rainey of Bryan and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell. HB 3451 requires further academic or policy scrutiny on the poison's effects on the hogs, as well as residents, hunters, and the environment. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to get into a work hard, play hard John Deere Gator for less than you might expect. Right now, get a Gator XUV 560i for as low as $82.99. It's engineered for any terrain and every task with a powerful engine, rock-solid stability, and true Gator grit. Get the John Deere you've always wanted at Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by one of our locations or visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17. Prices subject to change. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning, it's 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds, they're going to be with us throughout the day. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms as well. Some of those may produce locally heavy downpours as they roll through the area. Highs today anywhere from 80 to 85. Showers are possible during the evening. They'll taper off overnight, 65 to 70. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Sunshine Thursday, temperatures on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the A&M baseball team's road game with the UTA Mavericks tonight. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at last details from last night's games in Major League Baseball and the NBA, and things are changing in the daily fantasy sports industry. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, here's Texas looking at trying to maybe let it happen here.
Yeah.
We'll see. We may have missed the deal. Or maybe it's right now that there's fewer of them. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy rain pretty much on the western edge of Brazos County right now. And, again, this stuff is moving along, but it may drift across our cities. Right now it looks like it might miss us. But there's plenty of rain in the general area, and if you headed down toward Houston, you're going to run into some red stuff down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so the Transportation Security Administration, that's the TSA, collected $867,000 in loose change.
Oh, wow.
Out of those little plastic bowls.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we just dump it in there and forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money for 2016 is over $100,000 more than was left behind in 2015. A 2005 law says the TSA can keep the money for civil aviation security efforts. I bet they just have a hell of a party. You know,
oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. They allocate that.
TSA invites TABC, and
sure,
then they have like this big like boozer. And,
oh, yeah. We used to do that when I was younger. You know, we'd save up all our change, and then at the end of the week, we'd use that for the beer money.
Exactly. 2005 law says that they can do that. In the past 2 years, they've used it to expand TSA pre-check programs. Oh, sure they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't decided what they're going to do with 2016's cash yet. Now, here's the deal. If you're Easterwood, I mean, I don't know how much money you're getting.
Right.
But I mean, do you get to a situation where you kind of ask for revenue sharing with Bush Airport? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See? Share the wealth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can bet that the biggest airports probably have the most money, and there's smaller airports out there aren't getting that. So, mm-hmm. Hey, come on. Share the love a little bit.
Yeah, right. Sharing is caring.
Yep. In the meantime, you know, because I try to think about that, just taking the change and just leaving it in the car. Why do you want to carry around all that money?
I don't
that you're just
carry change in
just,
my pockets.
Well, that's the other thing, too. There's some people who just don't have that anymore.
I'm a little surprised that the money has gone up since, you know, I feel like less people carry change around, mm-hmm. or especially in their pockets. Maybe, you know, well, I guess women carry it more in their purses
right.
or their wallets.
Yeah, it's a guy thing.
It's a
I
guy
think
thing for
more.
Sure.
Yeah, a little bit more.
But yeah, I figured with less cash in general on people. That the
There'd
money would have
change.
Gone up that much, yeah, between 2015 and 16.
Yeah, but if you got to buy a canned drink or something, you know, you got to have change for that.
Okay.
Okay, in just a minute, I know you've got them sitting around your house. What to do with those peeps you have left over?
Yeah, my mom, as a cruel, sick joke, she put some in my Easter basket.
Love it. She knows.
She was like, you can just bring it to work, put
that's
it in the
right.
break room.
she gets it. That's true. All right, so there are a few freebies out there today. For it being the day that you have to pay your taxes. Unfortunately, since we're a smaller market, we don't have a whole lot of these. And again, these are participating restaurants, okay? Could be that some of them aren't doing it.
Right.
But of the ones that we have here in town, Firehouse Subs has a deal going on. We have a Hungry Howie's here, right?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they've got
we
some.
We have two.
They've got some kind of a deal going on. Schlossy's got a deal going on. And basically, that's it.
Okay.
For the ones that we have here. Office Depot and Office Max, they have this deal where you can apparently shred up to 5 pounds of your tax records, your stuff, financial information. But again, check with them before you haul around 5 pounds worth of stuff in your
car.
You
might want to call first.
You would think that Office Depot and Office Max would have like more kinds of deals because that's kind of, you know, right up their alley sort of a deal.
It is their deal.
Hmm.
All right. So we found out, according to PC Magazine, study shows that well, we use our phones almost every time we are in the car. Study shows that 3.1 million drivers, they looked at them and found that they use their phone 88% of the time. 88% of the time.
Wow.
That's like 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you multiply that out, That means that in U.S. America, we take 600 million drives every day where we are messing with our phones somehow, some way. During an hour in the car, the average person is looking at their phone 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
I think longer than that, but yeah. Okay.
That's scary, though, either way.
And again, get into Brian so you can go ahead and unsafely drive your car. You know, in College Station, it's illegal to unsafely drive your car, but in Brian, you can. I'm just saying. 7:45. All right, so you've yelled at your dog before and you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the pooch bows its, you know, bows down.
Tucks its tail.
Yeah, exactly.
Guilty face.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's canine cowering. Actually, what happens is this has evolved from a complex survival tactic among their wolf relatives. Animal behaviorists call it the apology bow. Researchers at the City University of New York, said that young wolves show apology bows as they begin their social interaction. Because wolves do the same thing that we see our dogs do. They play with one another, okay? Mm-hmm. And they have a good time. Well, sometimes they bite a little too hard.
Gets a little out of hand.
Yeah, something like that. And so as a result, they kind of get shunned by the pack. And so the when the playful bites become too much, they find out they're in trouble.
Okay.
So what they do is they stop panting, they lower their head to avoid contact, and they put their tail between their legs, and they mimic the actions of a lower-ranking wolf submitting to a dominant one.
Ah.
So it is more an act of submission than a direct apology or an expression of guilt. It basically boils down to, can't we be friends again?
Can we be friends? Please,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That makes sense, because surely even with regular dogs, you've seen when they get, you know, a little too rowdy and one bites them, the other one does that apology bow.
Yep,
you
know? So that's it. They're communicating. We just need to pay attention to them. All right, 7:46.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a tough reality many parents face, but few know how to handle. What do you do when your adult child makes decisions with his or her life you disagree with? Some parents turn their backs, but I say choose love. My friend Mike came home from college one summer to talk to his dad about a very personal issue he felt strongly about. He knew his dad would be upset with him, but he never anticipated how harshly his father would respond. In the middle of their conversation, his father told him, "I never want to see you again," then walked out of the room. Unfortunately, Mike's dad died a few years later, before they can reconcile. Decades later now, Mike still feels that deep wound inflicted by his father. Mom and Dad, there's a better way. If your child disappoints you and you're in doubt about what to do, choose love and keep the relationship open. You don't have to agree with your child's decisions or support their questionable behavior. Neither do you want to be overbearing or expect them to give up their independence. Just stick by them. Relationship is key. Stay connected, and you may get a chance to speak into their lives and redirect their course in a more positive direction. Building a thriving relationship with your children doesn't end when they turn 18. Neither does influencing their lives. But you have to be committed to them for the long haul. You have to choose love. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
David Gardner's reminds you Mother's Day is coming around, guys. Okay, remember that. Yep, moms remember that. Ladies remember that, too. But be a great opportunity for you, especially if it's the first Mother's Day. Stop by David Gardner's. Find something extra special for that very first Mother's Day in your life, guys. Okay? Now, here's something else that they're doing. You bought jewelry, and you wear it, and you don't think about the right way to clean it. Well, let the pros do that for you because they're going to have a scrub-down event. That's what they're calling it, David Gardner's. It starts today, as a matter of fact, and goes through the 29th, so you can get all your jewelry cleaned absolutely free of charge. They did it last year, so successful, so much fun, that they're doing it for twice as long this year, so for 2 weeks. So get some more information about that by stopping by the store and then just bringing your jewelry in on another trip if you want to. That's at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Don't forget, they are an authorized Rolex dealer. They design and they manufacture jewelry right there on the premises. 911 University Drive. So take advantage of the scrub down starting today at David Gardner's.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team heads to Arlington tonight for a non-conference game against the UTA Mavericks. The Maroon and White enter the fray winners of 11 of their last 13 games, including their current six-game hit streak. The run also includes winning 7 of their last 8 road games. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Speaking of Aggie baseball, Coach Rob Childress announced yesterday that the team will be adding Mason Corbett to the lineup for the 2018 season. Corbett is a two-sport standout at Brandeis High School in San Antonio, excelling at shortstop and quarterback. He's also the son of former Texas A&M standout Sherman Corbett, who went on to enjoy a major league career with the Angels in the 80s. He went on to become head coach at UT San Antonio and now serves as an assistant athletic director at UTSA. In Major League Baseball,
0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out on the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win again. That's now 5 in a row as they take game 1 from the Angels by a score of 3-0.
Charlie Morton and 3 relievers combined for a 5-hitter. Jose Altuve drove in 2 runs, and the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-0 last night for their 5th straight win. Morton worked in and out of trouble over 5 innings, allowing 5 hits and 2 walks with 3 strikeouts. The Astros continue their series with the Angels tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in Oakland,
Kella is ready. A long pause at the belt, and here's the pitch. Swung on and rolled out to second. Ruggie's got it. Over to first. The ball game's over. The Rangers have beaten the A's 7-0.
A.J. Griffin pitched 6 scoreless innings in his return to the Oakland Coliseum. Nomar Mazara had 2 hits and 3 RBIs, and the Texas Rangers beat the Athletics 7-0 last night. Carlos Gomez and Mike Napoli added 2 RBIs apiece to help Texas end a 3-game skid. Game 2 with the Athletics is tonight in Oakland. First pitch is at 9:05. Pregame will be at 8:30, and you can catch the game over on The Zone as well. Also for the Rangers, the team has placed right-hander Sam Dyson on the 10-day disabled list with a right hand bruise yesterday, one day after the closer blew a save for the third time this season. According to manager Jeff Banister, Dyson was hurt while trying to field a comebacker in the 9th inning of Sunday's 8-7 loss in Seattle. In the NFL, a former agent has pled guilty to violating North Carolina's sports agent law by providing thousands of dollars in improper benefits to three former Tar Heels football players to entice them into signing contracts with him. 43-year-old Terry Watson of Marietta, Georgia, entered his plea yesterday afternoon in a deal to resolve 31 two-year-old felony charges. Watson received 30 months of probation and a $5,000 fine, while Judge Graham Shirley issued a suspended jail sentence of 6 to 8 months. In the NBA,
and the Spurs hold the Grizzlies to 38% shooting from the field to take a 2-0 lead in this best of seven opening round series. The final score from the AT&T Center, San Antonio 96, Memphis 82.
Kawhi Leonard had a postseason career high 37 points and added 11 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 96-82 last night to take a 2-0 lead in their first round series. San Antonio led for all but 13 seconds in winning its 10th consecutive postseason game over Memphis. And finally, the daily fantasy sports industry has sharply contracted since the online games offered by companies like FanDuel and DraftKings sparked court and legislative battles across the United States last year. The Fantasy Sports Trade Association, the industry's lobbying arm, says that more than two-thirds of the companies that existed this time last year have shuttered, changed focus, or joined with competitors. A merger proposal between Boston's DraftKings and New York's FanDuel is currently being reviewed by the Federal Trade Commission. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Brown National Bank will be celebrating its 84th birthday on Thursday, April 20th. Come by any of our branches and celebrate our special day. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Member FDIC. See you on the 20th.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we're getting towards the end of April here, March. How did that look, and how are we looking as we're getting towards the end of April for this month?
March was incredibly strong, so it looked fantastic as far as total sales went. Total dollars sold was up. Normally, we see that in the upper 60 million range, and we actually were at almost 81 million.
Nice.
Units were slightly up, so that tells you we're seeing a lot of higher-end properties sell. In the last 6 months, we've had 8 total properties over a million sell, and in the 6 months prior to that, none.
Oh, wow.
So we're seeing the average price up. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how things shake out. The other part of that is that we're seeing the total number of listings way, way, way up. So in March, normally, you know, we would see somewhere around low 400s for total homes listed for sale. And this March, it's 528.
See, this is the kind of thing I talk about when I say that you are the expert who knows this kind of thing. And if you want an expert on your side, get in touch with Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Happy 40th anniversary to all the doctors, nurses, and staff at UPA.
Almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours.
Every child deserves a step.
It's a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs, okay, they're sitting around the house. What are you going to do with them? Those leftover marshmallow peeps. So here
please
you go.
Please tell me.
Some uses for them. First of all, they're made of marshmallow, so they can be toasted over a campfire, just like your plain non-sugar-coated brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make s'mores out of them.
Colorful s'mores.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. How about wreaths? You can build wreaths, because here's what happens. They are of a uniform size and shape. And so you can make, like, bunny wreaths.
Uh-huh.
I have a picture here of bunny wreaths.
And it'll last for years to come.
It will. And what a way to get rid of those lavender peeps that nobody wanted.
Yeah, until you put your wreath outside and the birds start attacking your house.
All right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Another one, peeps kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
Peeps kebabs.
Peeps kebabs?
Yeah, put some fruit in there with them. That makes them a healthy snack.
Sure
it does.
It does
not.
It shows here a picture of make them art supplies. That consistent shape and size and a variety of bright colors, peeps can be used as pixels for larger pieces of art.
Okay.
So this is the loose definitions of healthy and art so
sure.
far.
Cake toppers. Cake toppers. Mm-hmm. All right, how about peep pops? Put a little chocolate on them. I mean, they're not healthy anyway.
Right.
So you may as well take it
just
to the border, right?
Yeah.
This one I found fascinating. Peeps Krispies. Peeps Krispies.
Peeps Krispies.
Oh, melt them into
Rice Krispies. Exactly.
Peeps Krispies treats. Yeah, okay.
And so as a result, they end up being multicolored.
Yeah.
Like a layer of green and a layer of pink and
it
a layer of lavender.
Still tastes like crap.
Well, that's true. And of course, who could forget Peeparamas? They're perfect. A diorama using Peeps.
Right.
Just letting you know. Man. That's why we're here. Okay, take those into the offices for me.
Yeah.
All right, here's our weather. Got a 70% chance of some rain continuing. Again, most of the heavy rain down in the Houston area, but we're still getting some of this today. We could get up to 3/4 of an inch of rain. 76 today, 82 tomorrow. Sunshine comes back on Thursday and Friday with a high in the middle 80s. Right now, light rain in 66. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.